Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2015. This is my audio blog. I had a question from Top Gold, Bernie Goldback, who asked, well, he was talking about audio recordings. Like audio diaries and things that I think McColgan is recording, and he was talking about how Top Gold himself, how he manages his recordings, and I think the implication is that McColgan is getting all his audio booths that he's recorded, possibly from the audio booth website, and then storing them on DVD, so that he's got a permanent copy of them. And Top Gold was talking about a more sort of automated solution with a high quality to actually take the source audio recordings, have them in a shared folder somewhere and have multiple copies of them automatically generated via, you know, replication and Dropbox and OneDrive and all that stuff. Is it SkyDrive, OneDrive? I don't know what it, I think Microsoft's thing was called SkyDrive, now it's OneDrive. And Bernie was asking if I knew of a service that would turn a storage medium full of files, audio files, into a playlist. So the simple answer to that is no, I don't know of a service that does that. So much to the fact that I created one a few years ago. So Bernie was saying that he's got all of his audio files that he's generating and putting in storage in their WAV file format. He is automatically tweeting them via something called Pinboard. I created a PHP script thing that would go and do a search in Twitter and find all the tweets with a certain hashtag, and if it found an MP3 file, would then populate it into an RSS feed, podcast feed, and then I had a flash-based podcast player that would play the contents of the RSS feed. So I put it together quite simply, and put it up there, really. I think since that's happened, I think the various people like Twitter and Audio Boo have changed their search algorithms and APIs and stuff, so it doesn't work anymore. I'd have to spend a bit of time fixing it up, but I imagine, as you say, somebody else has already generated a new service that does that and is making a business out of it, but no, I don't know of any such. The thing I did recently was I very very recently did a had a similar situation where I captured a load of MP3 files off of an iPhone. It was in storage and storage of the iPhone, and I grabbed them all into a disk onto the local disk on my iMac, and then created a script that generated an RSS feed for all of those MP3 files, and then fired up Apache on the iMac to serve the files and the RSS file, and then I was able to then give Yana an RSS feed that only works in the house, where she was then able to subscribe to that and download all of the MP3 files into her podcatcher. So that might be the simplest solution. If there isn't such a service, burning, it might be the simplest solution is to just quickly script up something that will generate an RSS feed for those files, wherever you've got them stored. And then you can use any podcatching solution to play those files. Personally, because all these web services seem to break all the time, I quite like Mac's solution of going and getting the RSS, sorry, going and getting the MP3 files that have been published, because they are of high enough quality to listen to. Oh, excuse me, I was sneezing then. I'm burning them to a DVD for posterity because I can see the tangible satisfaction of having it on a piece of optical media like that. You can kind of touch it and say that then that is my copy, or that is a copy of all of my audio boos. And it's a good enough quality to listen to, which is you know, fine for spoken word and ambient sounds and all that stuff. So yeah, I quite like the simplicity of McColgan's solution, although it is labour intensive. He's got perhaps a little bit more time to spend doing things like that than other people might have. But the kind of the simplicity of it is what attracts me, because there's not that many moving parts, really. yeah, I like that. So perhaps a different approach to what you were expecting or what you would really want yourself, Bernie. Yeah, a little bit of scripting would do the trick, I think. Am I still actually recording? Yes, I am. Okay, good. I don't know what operating systems you've got available to you, Bernie, and whether you've got the scripting skills to create an RSS feed, but be interesting to hear if anyone else knows of solutions that would better suit what Bernie's looking for. Right, well, thanks everyone for listening. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.